Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Enjoy.
Good evening. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and this is North State Now. I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine, and I'm joined by
Emily Miranda
and
Kimberly Bonet.
Yes, so James and Yvonne are both out of the, well, they were supposed to be out of town today. They were going to drive to Reno, but they decided not to make the trek with all the snow. So they're here, but they're just bombarded with actually store stuff, and Yvonne is really busy at work. So so the three of us are going to take the helm tonight and run the show. So we are going to start off tonight by talking about some of the great events that are happening in the North State. And, hey, Emily, why don't you get us started on that?
Well, I just see here that the Mount Shasta Skate Rink is still open through December 31st.
Yes. That's a really fun thing. Have you guys done that before?
I have not. Yeah. I wish. Now, is it open every single day of the week, or is it just on weekends?
Oh, gosh, that's a really
good question.
Yeah. You know what? I think they have, like, they have Mondays are open for, like, adults.
Okay.
Yeah, they have, like, different times for different things. But it could be open all week, but I'm not 100% sure. But they do have a website,
that's
which
worth a
is,
look.
What's the website?
Siskiyou Inc. SiskiyouRink.org.
Yes. So, yeah, to find out the information on when they're open, you would definitely want to go check that out. But it's very popular, and they've been doing this for a long time. So
it sounds like something fun to do with your family over the holiday break, because kids need to get outside,
yes,
and adults
do
well with some sunshine, too. So maybe the rain will hold
off. Yeah, and if you
want
to I think that the ski park opens this weekend. That's what I think I heard.
I believe you're right.
Yeah, so this is a nice break from if you don't want to ski, just go put some ice skates on and go check out the skating rink.
I like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
So that's fun. Also, the McLeod Victorian Christmas is every Saturday in December. This is a really cool event that McLeod transforms into a whimsical Victorian winter wonderland. And this year they partnered with Macy's, and they have lots of activities, including the Macy's Believe campaign, and they donate a dollar to make a wish for each letter written to Santa. And then each Saturday offers a different theme with activities in a variety of locations. So you can go to the McLeodChamber.com and check out all the happenings at the McLeod Victorian Christmas Celebration. So hopefully there's going to be good roads going up there from Reading.
Yes.
But I know that this is another really popular event. I don't know how many years they've been doing it, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
I heard there's another one of its kind in Nevada City, and I thought, oh, gosh, I don't know if I want to make that kind of commitment to driving to Nevada City from here. But that is a much closer drive,
yes.
So that's something worth my while.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah, so Whiskeytown Lake has a star party on December 21st and December 28th. That's at Oak Bottom Marina parking lot, and it's from 6 to 9 p.m. And you can get information about that at www.ShastaAstronomyClub.org. So what's Cascade doing this month, the rest of this month? Let's see. We've got a California Dance Company's holiday show. They have two shows, actually, on December 20th and 22nd. Celtic Christmas at 7:30 at the Cascade, and they're going to be showing the 1946 film It's a Wonderful Life at 7:30 on December 23rd on
the big screen. That sounds like a lot of fun to see something that's a nice nostalgic film from a different time period in a beautiful nostalgic building, too.
Yep.
I think that's a nice pairing there.
Absolutely. So I guess we're going to go ahead and introduce our first guest because he has another event to talk about. Again, Joe Shipman is here with us tonight. Hi, Joe. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Joe's with Viva Downtown, and he is going to talk about an upcoming event Saturday.
This Saturday, we have our third annual Santa Crawl, which is a Santa Claus-themed pub crawl in downtown Reading. We've got 10 bars on the crawl, and it's pretty simple. You can buy a ticket in advance. They're $15 or $20 at the door, and you get drink discounts at each location, and we also give you a Santa hat and a Santa beard and a downtown walking map and send you on your merry way.
Where do you get the tickets if you want?
So you can buy them online through Eventbrite. Okay. You can search Santa Crawl on Eventbrite or go to – that's on the homepage of our website, vivadowntownreading.org. And then the registration for the crawl to pick up your gear and get your pass is going to be right outside of our office, which is directly next door to the Cascade Theater, 1725 Market Street. We'll just be right there on the sidewalk and handing those out and then sending our Santas on their way. So this is the third year. It's been really fun. We've had pretty good attendance each time. People love it, and it's pretty cool to see that many people wearing a Santa hat and beard walking around town. And the bars really get behind it. I know I talked to Dan over at Vantage earlier today, and they're actually getting the real Santa from the North Pole to come.
Whoa.
And he's going to be in. Yeah, he said he's coming down. He's really busy, you know, this time of year, but he's going to come to our Santa Crawl, and he'll be at Vintage. They're excited for that. And then a lot of other bars do specialty drinks. You know, that's where you get your discount. It's a specialty drink just for the event, you know, good, fun themed. And some of the bars just do, I know, like Final Draft. They just, you know, they don't make a Christmas beer. They might actually. Those guys are pretty cool. But they just do $4 beers for all their, you know, their draft beers. So, you know, it's a great deal. It's only $15 in advance. So it's a cheap ticket, and it's a good fun night. And it all supports Viva Downtown. So we like it, too.
And we also encourage no drinking and driving. So
Absolutely. No, that's first and foremost. We have Uber.
We have Lyft,
all that stuff. And, definitely don't do that. And pace yourselves, but also have fun and be merry and bright.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Yeah, so that's, like I said earlier, really excited for that event that we started it, and it's kind of getting bigger each year, and we like doing these. These are the really fun events we get to do.
Right.
We also have our 2020 downtown discount cards that just came out. I think they're hot off the press here.
They are.
That features 20 downtown businesses with discounts on the card at each of them. So you can get these for free. You can there's a note in the note with Joe if you check that out and enjoy this month. But you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Viva Downtown, 1725 Market Street in Reading, and we will send you a discount card. Or if you happen to see myself or any of the Viva Downtown members around, we'll have some on us, and we'll be happy to give you one.
Or if you happen to go to Enjoy the Store, you can pick one up there.
Okay. You got them too.
And they are free. We also ask that if you want to donate to Viva Downtown, we are happy to take donations.
Absolutely.
It's a worthy cause. Yeah. There's so many good things that you guys bring to the community. It's nice to see it.
Absolutely.
It's growing.
Awesome. Yep. It's nice to be part of that organization too.
Rhonda is.
Yes.
Very proud board member over here.
I love it. So, and then we have the Viva Downtown details page, which is, just kind of talks about all the stuff that's going on in downtown Reading with all the construction and stuff. There's sometimes a little bit of chaos and people don't want to come down because they think there's not going to be any parking, but it's usually not a problem.
Right.
So.
I mean, we work downtown, and I haven't had too many issues, and it's a happy change. I'm happy to see it. It's so exciting to see all the development happening and new businesses popping up.
Right.
Next time I'm on the show, we'll probably be talking about our Hops and Shops event, which is in February. Which I've been scratching my head on because we have way more shops than we have hops. So
that's actually a good problem.
We're gonna have to spread the love on the beer around. And,
nice.
Save the date for that. Actually, no, it's February 22nd. So it's a few months out, but it's coming up too.
All right. Well, we need to take a break. And, Joe, thank you for being here with us tonight. And we'll see you next month.
Correct? Absolutely, yeah. Thanks
for
having me.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Merry Christmas from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2019 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Enjoy.
Welcome back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And tonight we're doing North State Now. I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
I'm Emily Miranda with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Kimberly Bonet with Enjoy Magazine.
You have three of us tonight.
Yay! Ladies night.
Ladies night, absolutely.
Officially, awesome. Especially right now.
Yeah. Yes. And we have another lady to introduce to you tonight. Tonight we have Randy Slaughter on, and Randy's going to talk to us about the Shasta County's Capitol Building display that's at the Capitol Building in Sacramento.
Yes,
so, yes, I know, but I'm so excited about this. It's wonderful. So awesome. So I want to know how this all started. So why don't you start from the beginning?
This really started with just a trip down to the Sacramento State Capitol and visiting the area that has the 58 county displays and seeing that ours hasn't been updated since
1993.
That's crazy.
A lot has happened.
Yeah. And so I talked to my leadership writing class about this, and it was kind of jogged around in our class about maybe this could be a project. However, it wasn't the direction that our class wanted to go. So I decided on my own and with talking to my husband and a small committee, you know, this thing needs to get changed. And so let's do it. So what I really did is 10 hours of research, because the idea was, well, we need to change it. Let's go easy with the TV, high tech, flashy, new pictures. Mm-hmm. But then when you really sit down and watch people for 10 hours, 5 different times,
yeah,
you find out what they really are looking at and what's attracting them. And it wasn't the high-tech displays. It was ours, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. A diorama with little figurines that entice the kids to stop and look. And so that gave us the direction that we wanted to go.
It's got kind of – there's something very quaint and beautiful about it. It's textured. It's got something that's fun to look at, and it's not just – we can all look at a screen all day. We've all seen enough of a screen by the end of the day, so this is refreshing. Absolutely.
So then the next step was that you went to the Board of Supervisors?
Yes. And so the next step was talking and getting the approval from the Board of Supervisors through the county to move forward with this. And because of the research and the foundation of knowing that the diorama effect was really popular and having that solid foundation – and the ideas and the research, it really gave them confidence in allowing me to just move forward in fundraising without any tax dollars being made for that. And then moving forward to that fundraising component, as well as starting to figure out who we could use to help design the display.
Wow. And so how did you make the decision? That must have been really hard.
It was. Looking at miniature models and dioramas, we worked and looked at a lot of people all over the nation, and we found Nixon Gerber, who are really excited to work on this, and this is what they specifically work on. And so they're coming in on budget, they'll come in on time, and they're just really excited to help Shasta County be not only pay tribute to what our past was, but what's currently happening, but so that we can have the Sundial Bridge, we can have the Cascade, we can have current features that is making Shasta County really great.
Wow. Absolutely. That's amazing. I'm so excited about this. So, yeah, Turtle Bay's not even on there.
It's, like I said, it's showcasing the Dixieland Jazz Festival, which hasn't been around for, in my knowledge, 20 years.
93, looks like, from what I can remember, the last time I remember seeing a date. I could be wrong about that, but
that's correct.
That's when I was born, so that's a long time.
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay, so now, so what's next? The next steps are do you know when it's going to start?
After I got the approval with the county, it was fundraising all the way. And so we needed to raise $40,000. And so we reached out to individuals, businesses, and organizations. And I can say that we have probably a little less than $3,000 left of that $40,000. And that's with sponsorships from Dignity Health, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Reading Electric, Turtle Bay, Ford Reading Foundation, Shasta Cascade Wonderland Association, Lake Shasta Caverns, and Reading Rancheria, plus 40 individuals and businesses.
Wonderful.
That is awesome.
So we really appreciate the support, because this is going to allow us to fulfill the design and implementation of the diorama and allow for a local graphic designer to help with the logo of Shasta County, as well as other local community artists that will be able to help.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good.
It's exciting to see everybody in the community come together and get behind something that's just a beautiful, whimsical, special thing to have as a reminder of what we're doing here in Reading. I think that's important.
So. And I think it says a lot about Shasta County. We have such amazing people and organizations and businesses. Now, are you umbrellaed under Shasta Regional Community Foundation?
Yes. They are a hub of the funds. So they hold the funds, and which is really helpful. And their partnership we really appreciate, because it just allows that secure fundraising component for our donors and people that want to contribute.
That's great. And they take care of all the headache stuff.
Exactly.
That's nice.
That's great. So if anybody does want to donate and help this project out, they can go to the Shasta Regional Community Foundation website?
Absolutely. And they can, I believe it's called Shasta County Capital Display, and that's the fund. So we're just really appreciative. And I just wanted to also thank Enjoy Magazine for their feature of the display change, as well as Carl Bott in his radio spot, and KRCR with Mike Mangus, and then Dave Benda from the Record Searchlight has been following us for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And that support and cheerleading is really appreciated.
That's great. And then you also had help from our friend Barbara.
Yes, Barbara Harrison.
She's wonderful.
She's so awesome. She's helping us with an event right now, too. So.
I love her. Successful.
Yes. Yeah, so you've had some great help from great members of the community, and this is going to be awesome.
Yes, it
I'm
is.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And going through the interviews with people as we were interviewing them, it was really mm-hmm. interesting to hear how much they really care and appreciate about Shasta County. And these are people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they love our nature. They love our recreation. And they were amazed that this was 26 years old, the current display. And they're really excited right. to see what that's else we can have.
Right.
That'll be
so
cool.
I have a quick question that has nothing to do with our Shasta. What is Siskiyou? Is this their old? Is their do you remember if they have a very old one, too?
I don't recall.
Yes, they've got like a – this is Rocky.
Hi, Rocky.
They've got like a metal carving, kind of a frame that goes over the top, and then I think they have some kind of historical items and then maybe some local products.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's probably not the newest, but it's a good representation
oh,
of who
good.
They are.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I will say that Tehama County has just changed. Joe Vine from the Coffee Center,
oh,
he helped work on that one, and it looks beautiful as well. So that has a bunch of pictures that – they swivel and they have a rodeo aspect to it. So
yeah,
it's
rodeo.
Really cool.
Good. I have never seen them, so I am definitely gonna make
Can
a trip.
Can we take a road trip?
Yes.
I'm just saying that sounds
yeah.
like a weekend plan. Like
it
we
does.
Should definitely put that into effect.
Yeah.
I would say come late spring, early summer 2020.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Anything else you want to share before we say goodbye?
No, that's it. Just thank you so much for having us, and we're just really appreciated with the community and the support that they've given us, and we're really excited.
Well, we're excited, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for being here, and good luck with the rest of the $3,000, and thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our next guest in just a minute.
Enjoy.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us?
Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is North State Now, and I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Emily Miranda with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Kimberly Bonet with Enjoy Magazine.
It's ladies' night tonight. So,
ladies' night.
Well, yeah. Just for the host.
Yeah. Don't want to exclude you, of course. So,
so we're going to move right along with our next guests. Our next guests are here. They're Reading residents, and we have a story about their business, Stow Slip Wallet. Toby Zane and his son Jordan are here with us tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. So yeah. You're going to talk to us tonight about your wallet that's pretty amazing and unique and incredible. So tell us all about it. Tell us how it happened. I mean, I know that it's kind of you made these wallets and you started these wallets, and then the fire, the car fire, just kind of destroyed everything. So you had to start over again from the ground up, correct?
Right. Yeah. So we're just super happy to be here tonight and have a product that we've been developing for quite a while now, and it's going so well. We ran a Kickstarter last year, and after the Kickstarter, Jordan, my son, sitting next to me, has been developing the marketing side and the website, and we've just continued to grow. Every month we double our production and double our sales, and this month has been just extremely great with the Black Friday events, mm-hmm. and so we've been having a great time with that. We're doing all the manufacturing here in Reading, which is unique.
They're
actually an aluminum machined wallet that we've developed. And everybody thinks, oh, well, a wallet should be leather. But we found that this specific design, there's a lot of different aluminum wallets out there, but this specific design actually is a full-function wallet. It'll hold cash. It'll hold credit cards. It'll hold business cards. And actually will slip on the back of your phone. It really does work incredibly well.
And it doesn't take up a lot of room in your pocket.
That's
really nice, and there you can get them in lots of different colors, which I think is cool. And they are pretty incredible, I have to say. You have three different sizes of these wallets, is that correct?
We do, yeah. So we have a 4, 6, or 8 card.
Uh huh.
And each of those card sizes, it doesn't really it's not a card amount. It's more of like a max amount that you can use
okay.
in your pocket. Yeah.
Uh huh. I have a good friend that actually ordered 2 on the Black Friday event. But we do have them in the store. We just didn't have the color that he wanted in the store. So he had read the story, and he says, I want 2 of those wallets. So he ended up ordering them, and he just loves them. So, okay, so why did you decide that you were going to make this wallet? You must have had some – you must have hated leather wallets. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, like, my dad definitely is always searching for new things to make, new ideas. And when he gets mad at a problem that he has, he definitely wants to solve it. So
that's so cool. So you're very creative, and you're always thinking. The wheels are always spinning.
For sure.
Yeah.
Right. So I've been working as an aerospace engineer for many, many years as a freelance engineer, and for like 30 years.
Wow.
And so when we moved back to Reading to raise our children here, I actually was born and raised here. We moved away for about 15 years down to Los Angeles, And we decided to bring our three boys back up to Reading and give them some space to roam. And they just really enjoy being here and being able to go out in the wilds and just hang out and figure out what's out there, yeah. Especially mm-hmm. looking for like waterfalls and
oh, yeah.
just experiencing nature. So that's really cool.
Creates a lot of room for creativity too. When you have that space to take a break, it gives your mind room to do creative things like this. This is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Jordan, you do the marketing for this?
I do.
And how old are you?
I'm 19 currently.
Yeah, you look very young.
Yeah, I go down to SDSU and I'm in marketing there. So
wow,
it's definitely great. A learning experience with this. I'm grateful to have a product that basically sells itself, so uh-huh. it makes my job a lot easier.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been great learning experience for me.
And when did you move back? How old were you when you moved back to Reading?
When I moved here, I was 8, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah. But.
Wow. Okay. So, but the fire did destroy your home and it did destroy your workshop, correct?
It did.
So you had to really start over. But you had some wallets that were made already.
Right. So actually the week before the car fire hit, we had actually done a short production run of the new Stowe wallet that we're now producing, and we've changed it a little bit. And we've definitely mm-hmm. improved the coding and the functionality. But we had run this short production run, and we were starting to get them in some different stores, up in Ashland, Mountain Provisions, and different things. And so that was it was a big hit, and especially for the rest of the company
yeah.
also.
Mm-hmm.
But it was actually something that I used to kind of move through because I could focus on the wallet.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. I bet.
It was an entity that was there, and I wanted to see it happen. I'd been using it for about 6 or 7 months already,
uh-huh.
and I'd gone through probably 7 different prototypes, and the kids just get tired of it.
So then you did a Kickstarter and to try and raise money to get it going again. Is that correct?
Right.
And I believe, let's see, you raised
$20,000.
A little more
That's
than 20,000.
Wow.
And you had 389 backers.
Correct.
Is what I read. Yes.
Correct.
Wow. That's
people clearly saw the yeah. saw something promising in what you guys have done. That's incredible.
Well, Kickstarters are cool because the people that actually invest in these Kickstarters mm-hmm. actually get a functional. Well, if it actually happens,
uh-huh.
they get a functional product.
Right.
And we were able to ship these things out. And the reviews that we got from that Kickstarter, from those individuals that backed us, and obviously we sold them at a lower price, but
mm-hmm.
They were just so helpful in helping us to understand what we had and understand what the possibilities were.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, there's a lot of ladies that actually started embracing mm-hmm. these wallets, which was kind of actually surprising to me
yeah.
because you think of a standard wallet and you think of a guy. And,
mm-hmm.
But it's been very freeing for ladies. They've started leaving those big bulky wallets
yeah.
at
yeah.
home.
I have
yeah.
my eye on one as we yeah. speak because I am really, really tired of fighting with a little small wallet or carrying a big monster
yeah.
that weighs 2 tons in my bag. So this is a nice alternative. The other thing I noticed too is that a lot of times when you see guys' leather wallets over the years, they're bent up and beat up and they look just like, lack of a better word, who done it and ran? I don't know. It's atrocious. But this looks like it would maintain its shape. It's got a nice color. It's noticeable. It's something that would stand out, against the backdrop of, a dark handbag or dark, anything
yeah.
on the inside.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's a really nice feature. Very
yeah.
nice.
And they just feel good in your hand. They really do.
Right.
How do they attach to the phone? You said that they attach. Is it a magnet? Is it a – what helps it to affix to the phone?
Well, most of the time, people ask me that question, I mm-hmm. say it's magic.
Oh, I like magic.
It's not really magic. Actually, it's very, very simple. It just slides onto the back of the phone. And so you actually just adhere a card. It's a credit card-sized piece that adheres to the back of just about any phone or phone case.
Okay.
And all you do is just slip the cards out, and you slide it right onto the back, and it's there when you need it. What's cool is it when you take it off of the phone, it the phone isn't any thicker than it was before.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not a bulky
thing
that affects the phone. It's nice, streamlined.
Yeah. So when I get into a crowd, I'll actually put my phone in one pocket, my wallet in another pocket, so the whole thing doesn't leave. And we have people ask us that all the time. It's like, well, what happens if you lose your phone? Well, just when you're getting in a crowd, you separate them.
Right.
But when I'm at the office or at the house, I put them together so that I can, when I go to the car, I just grab the whole thing.
That's great.
So.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. What colors does it come in? If you're red on the list.
Yes.
Girl might need a red one of those. I'm just saying.
Yes, we do have red. We have the black. We have just about any color that you can imagine.
Denim.
Denim. Mm-hmm. Oh, now that might actually work for me. I'm pretty much a denim girl, too.
That's
so.
The one I see. That's, yeah. That's awesome. So if somebody wants to get one of these wallets?
So we actually have a shop over in Enterprise next to Habit Burger in that vicinity off of Wall Street. And you can actually call us. We answer the phone. We answer emails. If you're desperate for one before Christmas, you can give us a call. And it's best thing is to call us before just to make sure we're at the shop. But you can actually stop by and pick one up.
And we have them at Enjoy the Store as well.
True.
We do. I don't know that we have a lot of them, but I know that we have some. I don't think we have every color.
No, we don't have every color, but we do have.
But we do have some.
But I'd love to see those sold out, and I'll replace
them.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Well, gosh, Toby and Jordan, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Yes, and look forward to watching your wallet succeed even more.
Well, thanks to Enjoy Store for having us in the magazine. We just so appreciate the publicity and this event.
It was a perfect fit for our magazine. So, yes. So thank you so much.
Can't wait to get my hands on one of those. I'm very serious.
Get one.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk with our last guest, who's actually been with us all night tonight. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated. Not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and away from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We are all in it together.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless vets.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Enjoy.
Welcome back. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is North State Now, and I'm Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Emily Miranda from Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Kimberly Bonet from Enjoy Magazine and Her Story Vintage.
Which, great segue. So we're going to talk to Kimberly about Her Story Vintage, which is her business that she has had for a while, but she just recently built a website.
Web presence, absolutely.
Yes,
yeah.
And is selling your product there. And we've had it in our store for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. I think quite a few years now.
Yeah.
I think exactly when, maybe 2012, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds
about
right.
It's been a while, yeah.
But I just want to say, before you start talking about Her Story Vintage, Kimberly also writes for Enjoy, and she does a lot of our fashion-type stories. And she does a lot of stories that really pull at the heartstrings, and we are just really, really happy to have her as one of our writers and in our store.
Yes.
She did work in our store for a long time and hasn't been there for about a year, right?
Almost a year. Time
That's crazy,
is
right?
Time
after
is on the
holidays,
move. My
yeah.
goodness, yeah.
Yeah, but we still get to see her, and we're really grateful for that. And she's here to talk to you about Her Story Vintage. So, Kimberly.
Yes.
Let's talk about how you started this business.
So, Her Story came about initially. I had a little clothing boutique here from about 2008 to 2011.
And what was it called?
It was called the Kimberly Nicole Boutique at that
yes.
time.
And a lot of you may have remembered that.
Yes.
yes.
And
that's how I met you.
That's exactly how we met. Uh-huh. I remember the day I met you, and yeah. I was like, I like that lady. Here we are almost 12 years later, good friends, and just so grateful to be a part of Enjoy Magazine and just to be a part of the family that is connected with yeah. Enjoy is really, really special to me. So at the time that I had the shop, I had a collection of vintage clothing, and I thought, what would be a neat way to kind of rebrand the word, you know, secondhand or, you know, repurposed or, you know, pre-loved, any mm-hmm. other term. And I thought, you know, every piece of clothing in this collection has a story behind it. It comes from another woman, another time period, and it carries its own special tale with it. And I thought, you know, that's a fun thing. So let's call it Her Story. So I had it at the shop. Mm-hmm. And then 3 years later, we decided to close the shop so that I could make sure to focus full attention on my little boy, who's now 8. And it's incredible how fast that time went by. But when I closed the shop, it was kind of hard to figure out how to still carry on the legacy of that store that meant so much to me that mm-hmm. I had to change perspectives on it. And it worked out well because I was able to do something creative still. Mm-hmm. And this handmade jewelry business just kind of started just me tinkering around with stuff in my garage, really, for a lot of years. Then it was the dining table. The dining table was absolutely covered and still is technically yeah. covered, but now it's covered in a display, which is kind of a little different right now. But, like, literally today it's in a display, which
yeah.
it needs to come down so we can eat breakfast again tomorrow. But it's been a blessing for me, I think, seeing things evolve over time and knowing mm-hmm. that I had a place to put my creative energy over the years and into this little business and making each piece something that I love making, and hopefully that the person on the receiving end of it feels the kind of love that it's poured into it, that's always at the center of what I'm doing with it. It's important.
And I love that a lot of your pieces, you use repurposed items.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
I think that's really cool, too.
Yeah.
Well, I get tired of the thought that later on my kids won't have a place to be if every single thing ends up dumped or trashed or gotten rid of. You know, where do kids go? You know, mm-hmm. I'm you know, middle-aged at this point, but my kids are still very young, and I want them to have a place to go, and I want everyone else that I know whose kids are growing up to have the same experience. So finding a way to take stuff that would maybe otherwise be considered, tossed out or maybe reused in a different way mm-hmm. or used in a different way, just finding a way to spin it in an interesting new way. So a lot of times I'll take an old hardware piece or old keys, old beads that maybe have fallen off of a strand and reincorporating
chandelier.
Them. Chandelier crystals. I've always been partial to sparkly stuff. Always been partial to anything shiny, but chandeliers have a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So a lot of times I find, you know, vintage chandelier crystals and, you know, just beads of different kinds mm-hmm. and just find a different way to use them is always a challenge, but is always my passion as well. So mm-hmm. If I'm not, you know, writing stories, which I also love doing for the magazine, I also am telling stories about the pieces that I make because I think every single one of them has a story just the way that any other person walking on the street has a story to share.
And I think those stories sell.
That's
and
right.
I can say that. Definitely. Enjoy the store. Like, I think the tag for the Enjoy Store is that our products tell stories.
Absolutely.
And it's so true. Mm-hmm. And being able to hear somebody's story behind their product is, that's fascinating to
Absolutely.
Me. And your, you know, how your, her story has evolved and now it's even bigger than it was, you know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. Your website is gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I know that took a lot and,
it did, especially for a girl who's not particularly tech bound, not by a long stretch. I'm a creative. I'm not a techie. So it's been a learning curve, but it's been something that I have found challenges me in new ways, but every day I try to look to see how I can make something better. And I think that's something that is, you know, every day if we can live our lives and try to step up our game every day, I think that's a good way to go about life if you can. So, so I've been working on the website. I have a social media presence. We're at Her Story Vintage on Instagram and Her Story Vintage 2008 on Facebook. And it's just, like I said, it's something that we try to stay connected. I try to connect it to other people, other women especially that are here in the community and outside of the community as well that have a story to tell. There's so many prominent women, and I think it's just a nice chance to be able to tell their stories and to have them be able to express themselves in a way that, you know, they feel good wearing something pretty, but they also have something so much more to them than just pretty jewelry or a pretty face. These are people that have amazing things that they've done in the world. And
right.
I think this is their chance to be able to share those stories as well.
Right. I really like your website. And when you go to the section where it's about you
mm-hmm.
and you talk about what you were like as a kid,
because
you're also a fashion guru and, you know, in my mind, but you always are so put together. You know a lot about fashion. You write a lot of our fashion stories.
The
shoe story is in our December issue, which is just really fun and talks about shoes, and it's very interesting.
I love a good shoe, you guys. I really, truly do.
And I love all the shoes pictured.
She took all those pictures, too.
I did. That's one thing I've learned is photography is an art that you have to really work at, and I think that this – owning this business has really, especially the website part of it, has really helped me to figure out the angles and what to do to make photos come together. And I've had so many friends that have kind of mentored me in that one in particular, my friend Pomona, who has been huge in just teaching me little small things I can do to make a difference. I've learned a lot just watching and trial and error. I mean, you take when I took those photos, you guys should have seen how many I didn't send. I probably took 200 pictures. I was like, oh dear, how do I whittle this down to which one works? So it's a challenge. And
there, you know what? There's times that Emily and I actually do take photos for the magazine, and it's not our thing.
Right.
Emily does it a lot more than I do, but sometimes we just don't have somebody. And it is not easy, and not knowing, you know, what the light's got to be like, and you can't, indoor pictures are a lot more difficult, and
natural lighting and reflection
and fluorescent lights and
what looks white on a piece of paper in a photo doesn't always show the same white. All white is not equal on a backdrop.
It's all about the light. But so you know, and when I do take photos for the magazine, I usually take, you know, at least 30, 40, 50 pictures of one thing. So, and I figure one's got to be good.
Please let one of them be good. That's right.
But it's always
usually works out.
Yeah. It is always out of desperation, because we usually have wonderful photographers that do help us out immensely.
And these photographers make the job look easy. Oh, it is not easy. If you know a good photographer, just pat them on the back and tell them amazing work, because it is not, they don't just stumble on that. I mean, maybe after a while you get really good at it and you just stumble on it. But like anything else, you have to work at it every single day. I had to work at jewelry every single day. When I first started, I had necklace ideas that I wanted to make, but my skill set was not what I wanted it to be. It took me hours to make what now I could maybe make in 1 hour. It used to take me 4, and I would pull out every strand of hair I had at the time. It was gone, because I was stressed out. So learning that every single thing you do is a craft that you have to work out every day, and that you can, you know, you're not going to be perfect at everything. I'm not going to be good at that, but thank goodness I've been able to figure out a couple of little things that have gotten me better at jewelry. And even that is something I work at every day and hope to get better at.
It must be really cool to be walking down the street and see somebody wearing your jewelry.
Oh, my God. That never gets old. It never gets old. Also, it never gets old seeing a story that somebody believed in you. And Rhonda and the Enjoy team believes in me every day. And I think that, just as a writer and as a creative, that matters. That stays with you every single day, that somebody trusts you with either something creative that you've made, or something you've written, a photo that you've taken. I think those are, for a creative, that's life-changing. Yeah. It keeps us afloat every day. It does.
Yeah. Well, I'm just really happy that I got to meet you when you had your shop. And that was fun. That was Art Hop days, and that's why we met, because we did Art Hop. And I just always, you did a newsletter.
Yes.
And I wanted so bad for you to write for us then, but I couldn't have you write because you had a business, and I would have had you write about things that you do in your business.
That was too close.
It was just too close.
That's right.
So I was sad when you closed your business, but then you started writing for us. So.
No, I think that's what it is sometimes what you think is a closure and an end is a beginning. Uh-huh. It just is a different form, and you have to be ready for that. Uh-huh. So I was so, you know, I felt a little bit lost, and I knew I was closing the shop, you know, for an amazing reason. But you also, you feel like your whole purpose is wrapped up in one thing. And then when it's gone, you think, well, what am I supposed to do with myself now? Yeah. And I became a mom, and I'm like, that's an amazing purpose. That is my purpose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it evolved to a creative person that got a chance to write, and you took a shot on me writing after that. I think that the same year I was published was the same year Braxton was born. And
I think so, yeah.
2011 was a big year for me, a big year in so many ways, and I just, I can't believe it's been 8 years already. That's insane.
Yeah. Well, we are just really grateful to have you on our team, first of all, and in our family. You know, you're just really part of our family, and we're happy about that. You are amazing.
I tell you, every time I thank my lucky stars, I do thank my lucky stars twice for my Enjoy family, because it's crazy. No matter if I worked here yesterday or worked here 10 years from now, I will always step into that building and feel like I'm at home. And that's a special thing. I think that's not something everybody feels when they've come to, you know, they go back into a place they used to work. Mm-hmm. They don't always have that connectedness with the people that are there. And right. I always will have that with you guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm grateful for
that's
that.
That's how I feel, too.
We're grateful and for you.
Yep. No, I love you guys. Of course. Of course.
I love Fast Food.
I know. And then I miss our lunches. I do miss I being able to grab lunch together. We need to do that again. We'll have to start that, reinitiate our lunchtime meeting. So I love that.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, we do miss having you there. Aww. Really a lot.
Well, you know, like I said, it's, you know, I'm always right here no matter what. I'm always connected to you guys, and the fact that my jewelry is there at Enjoy the Store. I always come in and do a refresh and add new stuff, but
yeah.
I usually spend more of my time in the back chatting with my family. So
I love when you pop in.
We have some pretty good conversations back there.
We do, and lots of laughter. Yeah. There's never a dull moment. That's the thing. And when you can be in a place and feel like you're always at home there, and that no one's judging you, no one's looking at you crazy, and they think you have something good to bring to the table.
Yep.
That feels pretty good.
Yes, it does. Well, you know what? This is going to end our night. And thank you so much, Kimberly, for being one of our co-hosts and for being one of our guests. So dual duty.
Co-host?
Yes. Yeah,
double guest. I love it.
And Emily, thank you for stepping in tonight. We really appreciate it. And we will see you next month, the third Thursday of the month.
Thank you.
Is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Enjoy Magazine, and we're out.
We could simply dream about time to do the dirty. Sunshine today up there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.